Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Love and marriage, love and marriage. Go together like us and Karen. Soon you will discover you don't get one. You don't get one without the other.
At first, marriage is fun. You learn about your woman, you go to work or school, get your first apartment, pick out furniture, go to church. Physically intimate, but slowly something happens. Nobody really knows when or where, but something changes within the relationship. You don't seem to talk as much. Decisions are not met with the same excitement as when you were first married. Purchases become fewer. Sex and life take on a routine. You don't feel as close, but seem to just be living together. What happened? Where did the passion go for one another? Bottom line is that your marriage can be managed, it can function well, but still not have a sense of connectedness that you once enjoyed. And eventually, you can start kind of feeling by yourself, start feeling unsupported, misunderstood, finally end up wondering why you're even going through the motions. This is where Dr. Doug Weiss comes in, marriage counselor and certified sex therapist in Colorado, and the author of the book Intimacy, 100-Day Guide to Lasting Relationships. This adds some structure to the marriage so that you can get that intimacy back. I recorded an interview with Dr. Weiss. Here is an excerpt from that interview. You say that there are, Dr. Weiss, three stages of development as a financial person. Talk about these three stages.
Well, I remember in my own life, we talked about that where we talk about children, adolescents, and adult. And you can be a financial child, you can be a financial adult, or you can be a financial adolescent. You know, a financial child is one of those people who, I mean, basically, they have no financial responsibility whatsoever. I mean, they get a check maybe once a month, they're on the husband or wife's payroll, no questions are asked how they spend it, there's no accountability for what they do. And really, they just barely sign the tax return. That's a financial child. Doesn't know the bills, doesn't know the investments, doesn't know anything. Mm-hmm. Has no plans and doesn't really concern themselves with that. Now, if you take their money away, they get really mad. But as long as you keep the money coming to them, they're okay. That's a child. A financial adolescent is pretty financially selfish, thinks in pretty short-term goals, materialistic. Toys are more important than, say, retirement. What they dress like, the cars, all that kind of stuff. Credit card debt is very common with financial adolescents. And also, their spiritual giving is oftentimes very up and down. Adults, they understand that money has a purpose, and they work within that. They have long-term planning, so they're more likely to drive something a little lower if they know they can retire 5 years earlier if they put that money in an investment portfolio or real estate. And that they understand the spirituality as far as giving to causes, churches, stuff like that, because money has a spiritual meaning as well as just, you know, this is how I buy my food. So they're a little bit more adult thinking. But those three stages, and what's interesting, in the book we have a chart of, you know, financial, social, spiritual, emotional, sexual, and you can find yourself. And once you find yourself and you work on those areas and you grow up in those areas, then your marriage is going to be a better place and more intimate.
Dr. Weiss, in the chapter on the money, you recommend that every couple should elect a money manager, right? What do you mean by that?
Well, a money manager, I mean, someone's got to do the practical in and out of day-to-day finances. You know, my wife tends to like to do that stuff, and I really don't like doing that stuff, and so she does a good part of the money managing. Now, so in our family, she would be the money manager. Now, I don't beg for money. I have my own checkbook. I can write checks and stuff like that. But someone writes the bills, makes sure things are being paid on time and all that kind of stuff. And that's the money manager, and that needs to be discussed and agreed on. It can be both of you. It can be one of you. It can be an accountant. You know, whatever you come up with that you feel safe with. And just working out, again, being in agreement is much more important.
My guest, Dr. Doug Weiss, marriage counselor and a sex therapist in Colorado, and the author of the book Intimacy, 100-Day Guide to Lasting Relationships.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Dr. Weiss, in your book here, an extraordinary, insightful, and very practical book called Intimacy, 100-Day Guide to Lasting Relationships, and the chapter on emotion-based marriages. You say that a powerful dynamic that sabotages intimacy is a marriage that is based on emotions. And what do you mean by this?
Well, this is something I often in conferences have to talk a little bit about, because, you know, those people who were born before 1960 tend to understand what we call principle-based living. They understand that you do right things because it's the right thing to do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Not because you feel like it, but it's the right thing to do. And their marriages are outlasting the younger people's marriages. Now, what's happening is, since the 60s, we've kind of moved as a country into emotional-based thinking, which is, if it feels good, do it. If you don't feel like doing it, don't do it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And what happens is we move away from principles into feelings. And so couples don't feel like doing the intimacy exercises. They don't get intimacy long-term. But they want it, and they think they're entitled to it, but lazy people don't get it. And it's just like wealth and health. If you, you know, health-wise, if you work out, you eat reasonably good, and you sleep well, you're going to have reasonably good health. If you financially, you work hard, you invest and save, you're going to be wealthy for your income level. Now, a lot of people think they're going to be intimate at the end of their life just because they're married, and it doesn't work that way. The people who work the principles get intimacy. The people who don't usually end up either being very alone in their marriage or not married to each other. And emotionally based people basically do what they want when they want instead of what's the right thing to do. And that's very childlike, and they end up getting childlike results and chaos and ending up raising their grandkids and all that kind of stuff because of the way that they've lived their life. Does that make sense to you, Gary?
Oh, yes, it sure does. And I think you're right. And increasingly, my guess is that you are probably seeing in your counseling sessions
more marriages based on emotions. Would that be correct?
Yeah, and really, the counseling field, especially in my area, is really a lot of the people who were born from 1960 forward. Not only because they are more open-minded to counseling, but also because they live an emotional life. They don't live a principle life. So that, you know, they will say, well, I don't know if I want to be married to you. Well, why? I don't feel like I love you anymore. Well, that's not a good enough reason. You said you were going to be with me the rest of my life, whether you felt like it or not.
Dr. Weiss, I'm telling you, this is such a practical and insightful book, Intimacy, 100-Day Guide to Lasting Relationships. I appreciate your being with me on the program. And how can we get a hold of this book?
Well, they can call 1-800-775-8865. And if they mention your show, we will give them 20% off. And not only this book, any of our books. And they can also go to Intimate Matters, INTIMATEMATTERS.com.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com. Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life.